Investment Flash.
From AI chipmakers tearing higher to consumer staples sinking like a stone, it's two economies, one market. Welcome to Investment Flash, New York edition.
I'm Marie, and it's Thursday, June 4th with Tom and Gerald. And yeah, today's signals are a masterclass in divergence.
Speaking of divergence, Marie, my buy call on South Korea equities from yesterday, EWI popped another percent last session. That's up 108% year to date, buddy.
Tom, you've been pounding the table on South Korea since, what, when the KOSPI was a fraction of this? Fair play. But at these levels, I'm starting to hear echoes of the ARK innovation peak.
Oh, come on, Gerald. Not the ARK comparison. That was a bubble built on zero earnings. These chipmakers are printing cash. AI demand is real.
Hold on. I'm going to push back. The BOJ governor just said he'll discuss a rate hike on June 15th. If the yen strengthens, the carry trade unwinds, and that hits both Korea and Taiwan hard. This isn't a free lunch, Tom.
The yen's been flirting with 160 for weeks, and every time it looks like a hike, they blink. I'm not selling my ticket yet.
But the Nikkei confirmed a record $73 billion yen buying intervention in April and May. They're serious about defending the currency. A hike might actually happen.
Exactly. And if Japanese bonds become attractive again, that repatriation flow could slam U.S. treasuries. The second order effects are huge and nobody's talking about it.
All right, Gerald, you've turned Marie into the macro hawk today. But look, the AI chipmaker trade is the freight train. EWT, the Taiwan ETF, hit a 52-week high, up 65% year-to-date. India's INDA is down 13%. That rotation is not subtle.
Right, but the FT piece points out Taiwan and Korea have overtaken India in just a week. That's a sharp move. Chasing at these highs, the risk-reward is awful. A pullback could be ugly.
And don't forget the geopolitical wild card. Nikkei Asia flags Taiwan as the pivot in any U.S.-China detente. If talks break down, EWT and TSMC could tumble.
But if detente happens, FXI China equities could catch a bid. The flip side is that Chinese AI plays might suddenly look cheap. No one's asking where Chinese AI fits.
Ah, the buy the dip on China pitch. Hasn't worked in 2 years, Tom. But seriously, if Chinese tech giants like Baidu or Tencent show AI results, the rotation could be brutal for those long Taiwan.
All right, shifting to cybersecurity. CrowdStrike beat expectations last session, and its stock fell nearly 3%. Palo Alto Networks dropped over 5%. Gerald, is this your PE argument come to life?
121 times forward earnings for CRWD. The market's saying, great numbers, but not great enough. It's the classic beat and drop. Valuations are exhausted.
But hold on. FT reports the UK banking regulator says AI cyber risk is the top threat. That's a structural tailwind. Cybersecurity spending isn't going anywhere. This dip could be a buying opportunity.
Yeah, but if every beat gets sold, the trade is crowded. Even with regulatory demand, the stocks are pricing in perfection. And the UK warning? It's been in the FT for 3 days already.
So we've got the classic divergence. Great future demand, terrible near-term price action. HACK, the cybersecurity ETF, down 3% last session, but still up nearly 9% on the week. It's a messy signal.
Analysts revising price targets after the fact is basically a free retirement plan. They'll come out tomorrow with buy on weakness. I guarantee it.
Huh, fair enough.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Speaking of exhausted, let's talk consumer staples. Procter & Gamble near its 52-week low. XLP down nearly 3% on the week. The FT's other economy story is grim.
Grim, but that's exactly why I'm all in on tech. The consumer is not dead, but the money is flowing to AI, not toothpaste.
Wait, this matters. If staples are struggling, it suggests the underlying consumer is worse off than headline numbers imply. That's a red flag for the broader market.
Right. And with inflation potentially spiking,
staples get squeezed on margins. The spikeflation thesis from FT Markets says own commodities, not consumer goods.
So you're telling me to buy oil and gold and short Procter & Gamble? That's pair trade, Gerald. Is it really that clean?
Yes, look, DBC, the commodities ETF, is up 35% year to date. Gold, GLD, is only up 2%. If spikeflation hits, commodities run and gold catches up. Meanwhile, XLP is dead money.
I love this trade. It's the structural story. Underinvestment in commodities, sticky inflation, and a consumer that's buckling. The setup has further to run.
All right, I'll admit it. But gold's been a dog this year. You're betting on a catch-up that might not come.
Gold's always a dog until it isn't, Tom. It's the ultimate I-told-you-so asset.
Okay, look, Procter & Gamble is like that boring uncle who keeps telling you to save money. He's usually right, but nobody wants to listen during a tech party.
Yeah. My uncle's been short tech since the dot-com bust.
See? Everyone's got one.
Back to the BOJ, the rate hike discussion is real. And it's not just about equities. Japanese insurers are hunting for yield overseas, like Nippon Life committing nearly $10 billion to Blackstone private credit.
That's a huge vote of confidence in Blackstone. BX is down 31% year to date. But if they're pulling in that kind of fee-earning AUM, the market might be sleeping on it.
Private credit is great until it isn't. When rates rise, defaults can spike. But I'll give you this. The Nippon Life deal is a signal that Japanese institutions need yield, and they're going global.
It also highlights the structural shift. Japanese domestic yields are so low that even a tiny BOJ hike forces these massive flows. HYG, the high-yield ETF, could indirectly benefit.
So buy BX and HYG? I'm in. Two undervalued plays with a clear catalyst.
Tom, you'd buy a sandwich if it had a catalyst. But honestly, BX at these levels is interesting.
Now, here's an original angle. Jinko Solar, the world's largest solar panel maker, is pivoting to supply power for an AI data center in the desert. Nikkei Asia has the exclusive.
This is wild. A solar company becoming a data center play. JKS is down 20% year-to-date, but if they pull this off, it could re-rate the whole sector.
Execution risk is sky high, but I like the creativity. The solar ETF, TAN, is already up 36% this year. This could give it another leg.
See, this is what I mean about structural shifts. AI is forcing every sector to adapt. Even the most unexpected players are jumping in.
Speaking of AI jumps, the FT exclusive, Kirkland & Ellis and Palantir are building an AI tool for private equity fundraising. Palantir's down 15% year to date. Buddy, that's a buy signal.
A law firm and a software company automating capital raising. It's either groundbreaking or a gimmick. PLTR has a habit of overpromising.
But if it works, it's a new revenue stream in financial services. The opaque world of PE could finally get some transparency. That's a big if, though. All right, let's zoom out. Today's signals are screaming divergence. AI chipmakers at all-time highs, consumer staples at lows, cybersecurity earnings sold on beats. It's not a broad bull market. It's a knife-edge rotation.
And the freight train is only rewarding the purest AI bets. Get out of anything consumer or cyclical and ride the wave.
No, Tom, that's exactly the kind of thinking that gets people crushed. EWT and EWI are overbought. CRWD at 121 times earnings. The risk reward for new longs is terrible right now.
I'm with Gerald on this. The BOJ hike risk is underappreciated. If the yen firms, the carry trade unwinds, and it's a bloodbath in global equities.
You two are sounding like permabears. The bull case for AI is intact. Demand is insatiable.
But the price already reflects that, Tom. The second order play is the pair trade. Long commodities, short staples. It's the trade of the year.
Spot on.
That's the one.
DBC up 35% against XLP flat. If inflation reaccelerates, commodities rise, and staples get squeezed. That's the cleanest expression of this moment.
All right, I'm in. It's a clean hedge against consumer weakness and spikeflation.
Tom conceding a macro trade. Mark the date.
Buddy, I'm a growth investor, not a macro scholar. But even I can see the setup.
All right, that's our signal for the day. Long commodities, short staples. And as always, none of this is investment advice. Just our take on the signals.
If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources. We're back tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. London time.
See you then.
And Gerald, I'm still holding my EY.
Of course you are, Tom. Of course you are.